From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Convicted murderers due to hang today take their appeal to London's Privy Council. CARICOM's chief negotiator to the US, Sridath Ramphal, outlines his way forward for the region, and St. Lucia's defeated leader questions the accuracy of the island's voters list. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Jamaica, two death row prisoners who are due to hang today are now taking their appeals to the Privy Council in London. Execution warrants were issued to Samuel Lindsay and Henry McCoy last week, when at the last minute they were reprieved. A third man, Lanceford James, was due to hang on Thursday. His stay of execution was granted this morning. The last-minute reprieve saw all three men come 5 months after their local appeals were dismissed. Chairman of Jamaica's Council for Human Rights, Dennis Daly, told Caribbean Report the case is expected to be taken up by London lawyers within the next year. Today I asked Mr. Daly if the warrants had been wrongly issued.
You can't describe it in those terms. You can't say whether or not it was wrongly issued. The Governor General thought that they were taking too much time to appeal to the Privy Council. What we are doing in the Council for Human Rights is taking steps to make sure that you know, does not reoccur. We were taking steps, you know, to pursue their appeal. In fact, some of the delay was caused by the fact that we had not yet got the documents, necessary documents from the court.
What is there in law to stop this happening again?
There is nothing in law to stop it happening again. But if matters go smoothly and the procedures that we are trying to implement are put in place, then it's unlikely that it will happen again.
Having notice served on them to be hanged,